experience in Midland.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 17, Mbombela 22, Polokwane 18. A Build One South Africa delegation, including leader Musi Maimane, met with the leadership of the ANC to consider a coalition at national level. BOSA's acting spokesperson Roger Solomons says it produced a clear understanding on if and how BOSA would participate. Solomons says for them, the implementation of a statement of intent is vital for any new government.
This is very urgent as it offers South Africa the most democratic and transparent pathway to agreeing on the composition of a new national government that is value-based and delivery-based.
The Border Management Authority guards have arrested five travellers found in possession of large amounts of money concealed in black plastic bags. The suspects were arrested at Quashnek Port of Entry at a joint operation between BMA members of the SANDF and police of the and National Police. BMA spokesperson Meme Mokgotse says a vehicle was stopped and searched as part of a routine check.
Found to be in possession of concealed South African currency worth 1,480,050 rand. The money which was counted was then deposited into the state bank account.
Eskom is proud of the ongoing suspension of load shedding, which has been in effect for 93 consecutive days. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena says this period of stability is attributed to the power utility's dedicated efforts to enhance the reliability and performance of its coal generation fleet. Mokwena says Eskom remains committed to effectively managing electricity demand during peak times.
Our operational efficiency continues to exceed expectations, with current and planned outages still averaging at 12,000 megawatts.
Meanwhile, the city of Tshwane says its billing system is offline until Monday, the 1st of July. This temporary closure comes as a result of the financial year-end procedures. The city says residents are therefore informed that credit control meter readings, customer care, proof of payment and email services will be closed to prevent a backlog. The Department of Health has announced the completion of the allocation process for eligible medical interns and community service applicants for the 2024 mid-year cycle. The internship and community service program is set to begin in July. Spokesperson Foster Mahale says a total of 885 eligible health professionals, including medical doctors, nurses and pharmacists, have been successfully placed.
Provinces have commenced the process of contracting as part of human resource, and it is anticipated that this will be concluded by end of June 2024.
And Human Rights Watch says at least 30 people died in protests in Kenya this week, which was sparked by a government drive to raise taxes. The NGO stated Kenyan security forces shot directly into crowds of protesters on Tuesday, including protesters who were fleeing. More on jackranfm.com. Click on news. I'm Emil Pinard with Nies de Eer, Build One South Africa, and moet met ANC vir onderhandelinge.
Jack Red FM plays more.
Baby, calm down, calm down.
Music. Number 21.
But they saw what I